Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's music all the way from Cameroon. We are proud Pan-Africanists on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Fresh FM, this is where it's at. My name is NSK. We've got Shaquan here as well, Auntie Kwan.
What's up?
So we just had a really, really good mix. That's from DJ Chinchilla, marking 34 years of independence as a country.
Absolutely.
It's that transition from Killer B to DJ Castro that just had me.
Yeah. And it's up on our Instagram.
It's 9:07 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, you should know that every single Friday, we bring in people that we gossip about. We bring in people that are superstars. We bring in people that make the headlines. We bring in people that that we love, that we admire. We sing along to their music, or we watch their movies, or we laugh to their jokes, whatever the case may be. And today's personality is an incredible woman, a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
She marked 10 years as a solo artist last year in 2023, officially on Fresh Breakfast, all the way from South R. Please help me welcome Brenda Mtamba.
Mtambo.
Pardon me.
Yes.
Oh, man, that was almost perfect. It was almost perfect until I had to mess up the surname, Osi Brenda. Oh, my goodness.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today, Queen?
I am fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We are fantastic as well, man. We have great weather.
Yeah.
So where exactly are you in South Africa right now, and how's the weather that side?
The weather is not so good today. It's on and off. I'm in Johannesburg.
Okay.
In the north of Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. So the weather was not as good in the morning when I went to gym. It's better now, but it's not a good weather, I must say.
Okay, when you say that, so partner, they're literally like also experiencing the same weather that we are right now.
Okay.
So how is raining and cloudiness and overcast not a good weather?
Yeah, just pray tell.
Sorry?
No, I was just saying that you guys are experiencing the same weather that we are experiencing right here in like Windhoek, where we are, right? And we are loving the fact that we expect, you know, some rain showers. So how are you not enjoying it? I think she's breaking up a little
Brenda,
bit.
Can you hear us? You know what? Let's quickly call
Let's
back.
Call her back. Yeah.
Osi Brenda, let's just give it a second or two.
Yeah.
Look at me and messing up that intro. It was so perfect. Bye, Siri.
Yeah,
I had one job.
Just one.
One job.
No, but the weather is amazing. Yes, it's cold, but still good.
Okay, let's get a hold of Osi Brenda Mtambo just to have that conversation, because she is on an incredible journey, and we would love to understand that journey, all right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a fresh spotlight. This is what we do. That's every single Friday around about this time.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, goodbye. Just hold on.
Okay,
hold on.
Let's just keep trying. Let's just keep trying.
That's right.
All right. So if you know who Brenda Mtambo is, please do let us know on our WhatsApp line right now at 083-000-1029. If you have a favorite song from Brenda Mtambo, whether as a solo artist, whether when she was a part of Joyous Celebrations, whatever it is, let us know. Maybe you have that one memorable performance from her that just moved you. We want to just really touch base with you as much as we can. But yeah, so just a gentle reminder to follow her on YouTube as well, partner. She has visuals and just new music on there in case you don't know her outside of Joyous Celebration.
All right, cool. Let's quickly go to Nigeria with Rima. Get hold of Osi Brenda off air.
Off air, yeah.
Get the technicalities right, then we'll be back in a bit. Stick around.
Yebo. Another banga.
It's Rima on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Holiday.
Every day in a holiday. Every day in a holiday.
From Nigeria. Let's go back. That's to South Africa.
Ah.
We say we've officially have Osi Brenda Mtambo on online. Osi Brenda.
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, fantastic. That's what we're talking about, okay? Well, thank you so much, Brenda, for being with us on Fresh FM, for even creating the space for little old NSK and tiny old little Shaquan.
I'm so excited.
All right.
Actually, I'm so excited to be on the show. Thank you so much, guys, for having me.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Brenda, just straight off the bat, look, you've clocked 10 years as a solo artist in 2023, mm-hmm. Breaking away from Joyous Celebration, or just pursuing your own lane.
Yes.
You have to walk us through this journey. It's been a decade. Do you regret leaving Joyous Celebration? Would you have changed anything 10 years ago? Would you have stayed now that you know you have experienced what you experienced the last 10 years?
Mm. No, I wouldn't change anything. Like, I feel like everything happened the way that it was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
A lot of people will know me when I started in the music business. I was part of Joyous Celebration, as it has mentioned earlier. And I feel like that was just my path. Like, I was supposed to be part of Joyous Celebration. And I learned a lot of things that I needed to learn when I was still young in Joyous Celebration. And then when I wanted to pursue my career, like, solo artist, I knew that Afro Soul is my vibe, you know. I knew that gospel wasn't something that I needed to do. And I needed to move and do what I'm doing now, which I've been doing it independently for 10 years.
Yeah.
So I'm really blessed, and I wouldn't change anything with it, with all the challenges that I had to go through. I went through a lot of challenges, you know, as a woman in venturing into business side of music, because I'm signed under my label, licensed under Universal.
Okay.
So that had to really been the hardest thing, because I had to prove myself that I was capable. I was gonna do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm happy to say I've done it. Like, I feel everyone is proud.
Absolutely.
Everyone has been, yeah.
So, Brenda, you mentioned challenges that you went through. Obviously, you know, when you're part of such a big group. Sorry, such a big group that you were part of for such a long time. And not even just that, you found a really strong foundation already laid with Joyous Celebrations, right? But what would you say were some of those challenges that you faced once you pulled away from the group itself?
First of all, it was the acceptance of the fact that I'm not a gospel artist. So the to move from the gospel space.
Yeah.
And then say, I'm not doing that. And then find a new community of Afrobeat, Afro soul music, jazz, vibe. And then I had to really prove myself in that regard. Secondly, it was the mere fact that because I felt like I was starting over, I lost a lot of things. Like, I didn't have any income at some point. I had to rely on friends for accommodation for a very long time. To just pick up, you know, and it's very hard to live in Johannesburg. Everything is so expensive, and I was so determined to stay, you know, at the course and do what I needed to do. So those were challenges, man, and also just opportunities that I feel like I'm still going through the same thing now. The challenges of saying, here I am, I need opportunities, so, you know, but being myself, I was able to create those opportunities for myself, because I was like, if I'm not going to get a job, I'm going to create a job for myself. So I'm going
to
host my own band. So I've been doing that. And people now, they know that I tour a lot. I'm planning to come to Namibia, guys. Can you guys
host me? Please!
Can you talk about that offline, please?
Yeah. No, we'll talk about it.
I do a lot of my events. Yeah, so that's how I manage to keep afloat and also to overcome challenges.
I mean, now that you're on the subject of challenges, you know what I mean? Look, breaking away from an institution like Joyous, to becoming solo, to saying, look, listen, we're moving away from gospel. I'm not exactly a gospel artist. I would love to pursue that. Maybe my Afro soul, my Afro jazz, my Afro funk, whatever the case may be. But something else that you've also been vocal about is your mental health journey and your battle with chronic anxiety, especially since the COVID days. Yes. Do you still struggle with anxiety? Where are you currently right now mentally?
Yes. Oh, my God. I have chronic anxiety. So it's my doctor, when they explained to me, is that I can manage it, but it's something that I have. That there's no way that I'm going to come out of it. It's just something that I inherited from my mother. My mother suffered mentally for a very long time, and we were not aware at the time that my mom had a mental illness.
Yeah.
It's just that, like, it was extremely strange, you know? And for many years, I didn't understand my mother until she passed away. So when this thing happened to me, I took it upon myself to educate myself and find, you know, a medication that will work for me. So I'm on chronic medication for anxiety.
Mm.
There are days where I'm doing well. There are days where I'm really frantic and I'm not okay. Mm. And in all the days, I'm still myself. I'm still Brenda. I've learned to accept that it's okay to feel anxious and do what I have to do if I have to do it. And with COVID as well, I think I derived into depression. And side effects of anxiety, you can easily be depressed. Your mind is battling out of control. And so, yeah, to answer you, basically, I do suffer from chronic anxiety.
Yeah.
But it's something that I'm living with, and I've accepted that I have. And I'm able to talk about it freely. And when I'm scared, I do say that I'm scared. It happens sometimes, having panic attacks on stage when I'm about to perform.
Perform, yeah.
You know, and I and that helped me navigate the anxiety.
Okay, yeah. Is there ever a time where you just felt like, is there ever a time that you were probably booked for an appearance, for example, and then, you know, because of the anxiety that you were feeling to the point where it became a panic attack that you were not able to perform? If you've ever gone through situations like that, how did you, you know, just navigate getting yourself out of that situation and still assuring, you know, people to still book you? And because, you know, when it comes to mental health, it's still quite a taboo in our community, especially as Black folks, hey?
Yeah.
So was there ever a situation like that?
Yes, I've had many instances, but I do appear. Like, I never let anxiety get into me into a point where I don't show up.
That's what I'm talking about.
I do show up.
Come on.
There are times where I show up for people more than I'm showing up for myself.
Mm.
But I show up nonetheless. I don't know if willpower is God, but I'm able to show up against all odds.
Come on.
I can be 100% on stage and entertain people to the 150 while I'm really, really going through it. The good thing about music is that it's kind of a reliever as well,
yes,
because
it's
like a happy pill. So it heals me in a way, even though maybe I'll be going through it or whatever. When I'm on that stage, it doesn't look like I have any problems.
Hmm.
And I think because of the help that I've gotten, I've been, my doctors are good. They help me. I'm able to have a therapist. I talk to them once in a while when I'm feeling at my lowest, you know, or when I'm feeling overwhelmed too much. You know. But at the same time, I do take some time out. You know, I do take some time out from the, you know, fame and being known can also get into you
its
own.
Absolutely.
So I'm able to remove myself from that. I'm able to not be social and just stay and heal and recharge. And when I go out, I'm fully recharged.
Mm. That's what I'm talking about. The show has to go on. That is, you are incredible for that.
And show up. Yeah.
My goodness. Brenda, just hold the line for us. We'll continue this conversation in a bit. We still need to talk about your new music. And you also mentioned Namibia. And that makes us excited. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. It's Namibia's Heart and Soul with the NSK and Shaquan.
What makes this
Fresh FM
102.9? Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
It is 9:25 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We're still in the midst of a conversation with OC Brenda Mtambo.
Yeah, so she is Man, listen, if you're not plugged on Brenda Mtabo at this point in your life, you are missing out on amazing music. You know, those type of artists that just pour themselves, their heart and their soul and their everything into the music and everything that they're doing. Ah, she's an amazing, amazing performing artist. And I urge you to really check out her projects that is on her YouTube channel. Please subscribe and support her, I believe. But yeah, my favorite song from her, I did tell you yesterday, partner.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah,
that song would always, always be on top of my list forever.
And Brenda, I think you know it with a lot of fans, right? It's just one of those songs you cannot escape. That it is what it is. That's your coffee now. It is what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't even live the stage without singing that song. I have to sing this song all the time. It really has become that one song that the fans really, really they look forward to singing along to.
Mm.
You know, they really love it. But we have another one. That is Mshalo. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of that one.
Which one is that?
Mshalo talks about our land. It's called Mshaba Wetu.
Okay.
Mshaba Wetu is a song that I sang when Mam Winnie Mandela passed away at the FNB Stadium. So it became a song that unified us as a country, and everyone, like, it became just that amazing song. And it's one of those songs as well that fans look forward to sing along to.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of you performing at a memorial service, I mean, you seem to have a very you seem to have something, Brenda, with this kind of occasion, because you also performed at Zahara's memorial. Perhaps explain your relationship with Zahara.
Zahara, yeah.
Oh my God, Zahara was our star
engineer,
you know this. Obviously, as someone who was like a sister, you know, in the industry, we become sisters. I knew Zahara, and obviously, I was affected when she passed away. And I felt like she had so much to give still. You know, it was such a shock for me personally. She was an amazing, amazing human being in general. But obviously, there are many challenges that she has to face that were very public. I think with everything in life, you know, the gift that comes, you know, it comes with a lot of challenges that you have to face. Sometimes you're able to face those things, sometimes you're unable to face them. I think she struggled a lot in her she's amazing and still celebrating her. I think her music is going to live on forever.
All right. Look, on the brighter side of things, you've got new music out, and we've got one of your songs here. Tell us about you need to help us with the pronunciation. Balu Yanima.
So Balu Yanima.
Okay.
You are on and off.
Okay. You're on and off.
You're on and off. So Balu Yanima is like undecisive, loosely translated. When you're undecisive. So you're just, you don't know where you stand. So it's my second single from the latest album, Same, that we released last year. It's going to be, like 8 months ago. We released my full album, Same, that is out everywhere. Then Balu Yanima is my second single that the fans like literally demanded because they love that song.
Yeah.
And we released that song as my second single.
So this song, I would have to tell you, so last week when NSK was listening to this song, he was WhatsApping me the whole time. He's like, this song is so powerful, man. And you know what really caught me was the title of the latest album, Sane. Why Sane?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think we've touched on the mental illness, something that is bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of people suffer, but no one wants to talk about it.
Come on.
I think I became someone who was very brave to talk about it amongst others who are doing it. So I was open with struggles and with the fact that sometimes certain things, you are born with them. There's nothing that you did. You know, it's not your fault, but you were just born like that because you took it from your parents, you know. So I was really fighting my mind. I was like, I knew that I had to fight this or it's going to kill me. So fighting for me was back then, you know, held me together, and music became my outlet. So I just knew that this was my sanity space. This is my space where I can be honest in my feelings. Music allows me to share my story without any
judgment.
No judgment, and I'm able to express myself fully sometimes. You know, I'm through music, the melodies, they comfort me in a way that, you know, no peel, no person can do. So I grab.
Network?
I think it's just a bit of a network situation.
Yeah, we gotta call her back.
Especially in terms of the rain this side.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know what? Thank you so much, Josie Brenda, for your time, for spending some time with us. Oh, there we go.
She's still there.
Brenda, we didn't hear you for the last.
We thought we lost
seconds
you.
Or so. Just close off your. Just finish your train of thought there. Yes. We lost you for about 10 seconds or so. Just close off your final thought about saying there, using the power of music to heal.
Music has a power to heal, and I've used it in my own life to heal myself. And I know that it's going to do the same to everybody who gets to listen to this album. And thank you guys, especially for playing my music. And hopefully I can come in studio one day and just chill with you guys and we talk in person.
Yes!
Definitely.
I look forward to that.
No, we'll hold you to it. The mother... Man, Namibia is ready to welcome you. It's all I'm trying to say right now. So please look into making that come through for you. We have so many amazing artists that you have to collab with. Like, you have to come check this space out. For the most part, you wouldn't feel like you're not at home. Awesome.
All right.
I will come through for sure.
That's what we're talking about. Brenda Mtambo officially on Fresh FM with a brand new music. Thank you so much, Josie Brenda. We wish you all the best and we're looking forward to your tour to Namibia.
Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you. Bye.
All right. She said, Balunyanima.
Yes.
When we get back, we speak to you in the dancer. Don't go anywhere.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.